in this year before New Year's, it's irresistible to look back and look ahead. And as part of our effort to look ahead to what's going to happen in 2011, it's certainly clear that President Barack Obama, this next 12-month period, will be crucial for him in determining whether he's a one-term or a two-termer in the White House. Questions like, has the economy bottomed out? Are the political successes of the Republicans in 2010 likely to peak this year? Or conversely, does the GOP have the momentum now? And is the economy likely to lose steam once again in 2011? Then there is the man himself. How will Barack Obama respond to the changes and reversals in 2010 over the next 12 to 18 months? We begin a series of conversations on where the man, Barack Obama, goes from here to maintain his presidency beyond the single term, following the rapid trajectory from millennial election to midterm shellacking. And it's been quite a trajectory this year. Joining us now is David Bromwich, Sterling Professor of English at Yale University. A presidency is a complicated mix of campaigning, governing, concealing, and revealing of a personality. Professor Bromwich, good morning.
Good morning.
How do you evaluate the narrative of Barack Obama at this moment?
Well, he came into the presidency with promises more vast than I think probably any president of my lifetime, which goes back to 1951. Promises a little reminiscent of John Kennedy, but the difference was that Obama came in at a moment of constitutional crisis and drastic changes in the understanding of the American Constitution and foreign policy under the Bush and Cheney administration. And Obama talked as if a real reversal of direction were possible, and he were the one who meant to execute it. It turned out that he, I think, did not feel equipped to do this. He felt the need to stabilize his authority by putting together a very establishment cabinet and by going very slow on everything he did. The form of his leadership was mainly evident in inspirational speeches he gave on subjects like the Middle East in Cairo and healthcare several months into his campaign.
Let's remind our listeners of some of those moments of oratory which you describe, and I think probably Obama would agree were certainly high points during his administration. Here's Barack Obama in Cairo on June 4th, 2009.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect.
And here is the president in January of 2009 talking about the financial crisis that's still very much with us.
Now, the very fact that this crisis is largely of our own making means that it's not beyond our ability to solve. Our problems are rooted in past mistakes, not our capacity for future greatness. It will take time, perhaps many years, but we can rebuild that lost trust and confidence. We can restore opportunity and prosperity.
And what may be his most famous speech, depending on how the historical record judges him, I'll just quote from it. It's that speech when he was a candidate, A More Perfect Union, addressing charges of racism. I've gone to some of the best schools in America, lived in one of the world's poorest nations. I'm married to a black American who carries with her the blood of slaves and slave owners, an inheritance we pass on to our two precious daughters. I have brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, uncles, and cousins of every race and every hue scattered across three continents. Powerful words, but you say at odds with the governing strategy, at least so far.
Yeah, well, just take his action and his appointments on the financial collapse owing to the malfeasance of the banks and money firms and on the Middle East. For a financial chief economic advisor, he appointed Lawrence Summers, who probably more than any other single person is responsible for the mortgage bubble that was so large a factor in the collapse. And for the White House advisor on the Middle East, who has an office in the White House itself, he appointed Dennis Ross, who is the most traditional representative imaginable of Israeli interests. That seemed to go against the whole bent of Obama's speech in Cairo. So, you know, the words go one way. The actions are much more conventional and don't lead far from the policies we'd seen in the last few years.
Although to push back, does that accommodation possibly, I mean, there's certainly been no progress in the Middle East. I'll grant you that. But certainly the latest Congress was described as a very productive one. The The lame duck session itself was filled with victories for the president. Has that accommodation actually been an advantage in terms of getting things done?
The lame duck session of Congress did much more than anybody expected, and some of that must be Obama's doing. I think a lot of it belongs to Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi as well, and Democrats going out who took the shellacking for Obama's policies, thinking that they would like to accomplish something. We'll see what it means as he goes into the first months of a new and hostile Congress.
Well, if we take my premise that 2011 will be the year that determines whether Barack Obama is a one- or a two-term president, what do you think needs to happen going forward?
Well, it would help Obama's self-definition, and I think his imparting a sense of leadership to his presidency, which it has not had yet except rhetorically, if he would give us, in a speech full of detail and concrete examples, his vision of the rule of law and the Constitution. There is a large feeling abroad in both parties and around the world that America had lost its way regarding its own Constitution and the rule of law. Yet Obama has never spoken in detail about these things. So, I mean, that would help. On a more concrete matter, I think he has to decide how much he's willing to give up or how he wants to fight the Republican plan to sort of pare away Social Security.
Well,
we
may learn that one early next year. David Bromwich, Sterling Professor of English at Yale University, writes for the Huffington Post on issues dealing with civil liberties and American war, speaking about Barack Obama in 2011. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Our troops are the steel in our ship of state. Our nation may be traveling through rough waters. They give us confidence that our course is true.